This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. As Sonoma State University nears the end of a semester marked by deep and disruptive budget cuts, the school has regained a measure of economic equilibrium while bracing for a new round of bad news from Sacramento in January. In the ninth in a series of monthly town hall meetings on campus yesterday, CFO and Vice President for Administration and Finance, Lawrence Furukara-Schlereth, told the gathering that the school has managed to absorb a 17% reduction in its general fund budget this academic year, guided by two key priorities set by University President Ruben Armenyana.
Preserve as many class sections as possible. He wants very much to make that come to pass. He wants to preserve as many jobs as possible. Those are his two key priorities.
The $15.8 million budget cut was accomplished mainly in three ways, Furukara-Schlereth said. Staff furloughs saved $5.3 million, student fee increases raised another $5 million, and cutting enrollment by about 378 students reduced expenses by $4.4 million. The campus also benefited from $600,000 in federal stimulus money. But even after all that, the outlook for the spring semester remains uncertain.
Governor Schwarzenegger may find it necessary to reduce the budgets of the various agencies at mid-year. On the positive side, Chancellor Reed has held a portion of that stimulus money in anticipation of a mid-year budget reduction.
Beyond that, the university is getting mixed messages about how to prepare for the 2010-2011 school year.
There's no budget reduction plan for 10-11 in the request, but no one really expects this to happen. As many of you know, the idea is that you should plan for no new money, but you should plan for no real additional cut. But you have to keep in mind that the furloughs that we're all experiencing will disappear on June 30th. I've been told not to plan for them, but everything's on the table,
including a 10% hike in student fees for the coming academic year. None of this is good news for the students or faculty, observed student faculty chair Susan Moulton. She pointed out that severe cutbacks in the courses offered by part-time lecturers this past year fall outside the statistical definition of layoffs.
This semester we lost 30 faculty equivalents to the budget cuts. 130 faculty lost work. There's no other division on the campus that has had that kind of personal impact on real people.
The report that four administrative positions were vacated by attrition, creating savings without layoffs, was no consolation for English professor Tim Wadley.
I am still not satisfied that enough of this campus's resources are being directed to the things that the students need, which are advisors and classes. The administration keeps saying we're going to save jobs. To me, they should be saying we're going to save sections, because the jobs that are being saved are not necessarily mission-centered jobs for education for the students.
Regardless of how deep any further budget cuts may be or how they are implemented, the cumulative effect on the entire university system, Furukara-Schlereth said earlier, is deeply damaging.
We've removed 17% of the budget, and I will remind everyone that we took very significant budget reductions in the 3-4 year and the 4-5 year that have never been restored. The university system is at a place very near its breaking point.
I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.